This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 358, down a half. December corn, 369 and three quarters, up three quarters. March corn, 383, up one and a quarter. August soybeans, 1264 and a half, down 25 and a half. September soybeans, 1079 and a half, down 14 and three quarters. November soybeans, 1046 and three quarters, down 12 and three quarters. September wheat, 528, down 10. December wheat, 545 and a half, down 5 and 3 quarters. March wheat, 565 and 3 quarters, down 5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois Kentucky grain prices did end mostly higher on Thursday afternoon. Technical trading at the Board of Trade helped to push grain prices higher. In northern and western Illinois, Kentucky grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 4 to 5 cents at 352 to 370, while soybean bids were mostly 9 cents higher at 1126 to 1236. In central Illinois, Kentucky grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 4 to 5 cents at 349 to 370, and soybeans were 9 to 16 higher at 1201 to 1256. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 to 4 cents at 352 to 367. Soybean bids ended mixed in southern Illinois, ranging from 1166 to 1204, while the wheat bids ended 9 cents higher at 442 to 497. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 to 29 cents higher on Thursday, ranging from 1261 to 1316. Basis ended steady to 20 cents stronger, ranging from 205 to 260 over November. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 442.40 to 462.40, which was up $13.70 to $18.70 per ton, with basis steady to $5 per ton stronger, ranging from 60 to 80 over September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 4 cents stronger at 379 to 392, with basis steady at 17 to 30 over September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 cents stronger at 377 to 385, with basis steady ranging from 15 to 23 over September. Soybeans were up 9 to 14 cents at 1131 to 1256, with basis steady to 5 cents higher at 75 to 200 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 2 higher at 374 to 395. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 9 to 19 cents with quotations at 1206 to 1241. Soft red winter wheat up 9 cents at 489 to 503, while the Milo mostly 7 cents higher at 379 to 427. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 335 to 345. New crop soybean bids 1006 to 1037. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 333 up to 346. New crop soybean bids at 1010 to 1039. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 339 up to 354. With the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1026 to 1046. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 148.22, down $1.40. October live cattle, 146.55, down $1.12. December live cattle, 148.75, no change. August feeder cattle, 214.37, down 17 cents. September feeder cattle, 213.55, down $1.10. October feeder cattle, 212.70, down $1. August lean hogs, 115.20, up $1.12. October lean hogs, 97.40, up 22 cents. December lean hogs, 88.20, up 90 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 14th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 274 lower in the range of $96 to $107. with a weighted average carcass price of $105. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $3 to $5 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 75 to 81, 4 to 5 weights 82 to 85, 5 to 6 weights 83 to 86, and 6 weights and up 85 to 88. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $74 to $77. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 16,258 head. And now for the report from Rio's Livestock Auction from Wednesday, August 13th. They had receipts of 259 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 153.50 to 159.50. Select and choice were 146 to 153. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 140 to 141. And choice slaughter heifers were 154.50 to 160.50. Select and choice heifers, 145 to 152. On to the slaughter cows. Premiums were 130 to 132, with high dressing 143 to 147.50. Breakers were 111.50 to 118, and high dressing 121 to 150, 121.50 to 126.50. Boners were 106 to 117, and leans were 99.50 to 108. Now on to the opening report from Walnut. They had receipts of 321 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 150 to 157.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 138.50 to 143. And choice slaughter heifers, 150 to 156.75. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Direct Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 152 to 156, and on a dress basis at 241 to 244. Heifers on a live basis traded at 155 to 156, and on a dress basis, 242 to 247. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 359 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $116.19, and that was $1.71 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $256.74, that was 14 cents lower, with select carcasses at $248.57, and that was 98 cents lower. For the estimated slaughter under daily federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000, that compared to 114,000 last week and 120,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 406,000, that compared to 407,000 last week and 427,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.68. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.48. August corn delivered to Scottville, $3.59. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.48. August beans delivered to Greenfield, $11.80. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.30. August beans delivered to Scottville, $11.69. September beans delivered to Scottville, $10.30. August wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.58. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.68, corn at Scottville is $3.59, beans at Greenfield are $11.80, beans at Scottville are $11.69, and wheat at Scottville is $4.58. The dairy building is a common stop for many at the Illinois State Fair, mostly to look at the butter cow. I spoke with Marla Behrens of the Midwest Dairy Association about what's going on in the dairy building this year.
It's doing very well. Obviously, the rain has kind of hurt sales, but the cool temperatures have made everybody's, fair-going day a lot nicer. We did have a little warm temperatures, but everything has been going very well, and we appreciate everybody that does come out and support our Illinois State Fair, and particularly when they show up at the Dairy Building.
And I think everybody comes to the Dairy Building to see one big thing, and that would be the butter cow.
That's right. The butter cow is a great asset for the Dairy Building. It's put up by the Illinois dairy farmers on behalf of their checkoff dollars and the Illinois State Fair. We are very proud to have the rotating case so that you can see a full view of 360 degrees as far as the, you know, a full view of the cow. And that's about 12 years that Sharon has been coming to the State Fair. And I think the case is 10 years old at this point.
And in addition to the butter cow, you have a whole bunch of dairy products. And something interesting that you just showed me is chocolate cheese.
That's right. A lot of people don't realize, but we do sell cheese here at the Dairy Building. And we sell the Colby's and some Swiss and some various ones. But the unique one, and I guess it's because it's one of my favorites, and that's chocolate cheese. It's 100% natural. It's a pasteurized processed cheese. With chocolate and walnuts in it. So it's basically made out of a cheddar. It has a lot of other ingredients in it. But it is very smooth, and I always say, ladies, instead of asking for flowers, maybe for Valentine's Day, chocolate cheese and strawberries and a nice bottle of Illinois wine makes a wonderful Valentine's gift that you can both enjoy. But it's really good. It's got corn syrup and cornstarch in it, but it's just, for some reason, has a real smooth texture, much smoother than even most of your fudges.
All right, well, very interesting. I'm sure a lot of people will be interested to come check that out and look at all the other cheese products. What else is going on in the Dairy Building this year?
Well, the one thing I'd like to showcase, we do have the four champion cheeses, and we could not put the Dairy Building together without the fantastic support of the local co-ops and cheese companies. We're down to just around 700 dairy farmers in the state, and those farmers produce a wonderful product. We are a milk deficit state, but we're very fortunate to have over 200 processing companies of dairy products. So they're bringing milk in from other states here, and we are selling on the commodity sale of champions will be Schulzberg, who made this chocolate cheese, but also they have the grand champion baby Swiss, and that had a perfect score of 95, and that is kind of the typical Swiss flavor, they said, the judges. And, of course, the mozzarella, you know about that. That's on all the pizzas. And so that makes it like the second most consumed cheese because of its use. And it had a perfect score of 95. And that one was sent in as an entry by Foremost Farms USA. And so those are both cooperatives owned by dairy farmers. And then actually the Swiss Valley Farms, another cooperative, has the final two, and that's the champion cream cheese, and the fourth and final one is a Mazdam, and it's a Swiss-like cheese, kind of a version of another Swiss, and it got a score of 94. So again, just a great showing of cheeses from our companies this year. We have free games here, of course, for the kids, and if they spell, we have letters here for them to pick up, and if they can spell milk or cheese or yogurt or dairy, but something of the dairy industry, they'll receive a free glass of milk of whatever flavor they want, white or chocolate, I should say. And then, of course, they get to ring the bell. So we pride ourselves that this is a family building, and we just want the kids to know how important it is to eat healthy. We have one of our games, and it features the My Plate. Of course, you know, the USDA and the requirements are that you would eat three servings of low-fat milk or dairy a day, and then of course all of your others. So we have a game over there where the kids can literally pick their foods, they can make a breakfast, they can make a lunch or a dinner, and of course earn letters as well. So we really have one-on-one interaction. This year we're proud to say that we also have a Fuel Up to Play 60 football game, and we had that made. And basically, when you throw it, again, just to get the kids to know that they can do simple games, but again, it's moving activity for 60 minutes a day, plus eating healthy. And, of course, the dairy farmers, are a sponsor with the NFL of the Fuel Up to Play 60.
Well, it sounds like there is plenty going on to come check out and see in the Dairy Building. And the Dairy Building has been an important part to the Illinois State Fair for many years. Is that right?
It is. This building is a historical building, over 100 years old. I will have to say we're hoping that everybody will put in some good words that we get a new roof, because it really has focused this year. The shingles are very, very bad, and it's getting to the point that you can kind of see, you know, some leakage on the inside. So if they don't replace a roof in here, I'm afraid we're going to lose one of our historical buildings. So we are asking that they would come through for that, as far as some rehab money from the state, because I'd hate to lose a historical venue here. But I know things are tight all over. And speaking of that, one of the programs that we've come up with, the milk processors, and that is the Great American Milk Drive. And we feature it here. You can pick up materials on it. But you can text or go online to the Great American Milk Drive. And when you actually fill that in and make a donation, then that particular zip code, that money, your donation, will be funneled with coupons to that local food bank through the Feeding America. So this is a way you can do it at home, but you can do it at the state fair, wherever, but you're going to be able to localize it and help somebody at home. So again, that's really very important, because they're saying like 56 million people are in need of food, and so many people are out of work. They're doing that, and then basically in doing that, you know, we also help teach them that they need to keep dairy in. Could you even guess maybe how much dairy somebody would get through a feeding bank?
I could not guess, actually.
1 gallon. And that's not 1 gallon a week, not 1 gallon a month, but that's 1 gallon a year. And that's typically what they would get if they go through feeding banks. And so we've made visits. In fact, the one at the big feeding bank in Chicago by Midway, we visited with their manager, Kate Maher, and she basically said that, you know, milk and dairy products are like gold, because it's so hard to get them to it. So she's really happy that the milk processors have done this. Now, when we did the kickoff in Chicago, the Prairie Farms donated the first 500 gallons, and of course all the other processors have come forward and have been donating money as well. But that was the original kickoff, and what we can really use is you at home actually, you know, making a donation online, and those coupons will be sent out to the local Feeding America food bank. So we not only have fun here at the State Fair, we hope that you have a great time, a great family experience in eating some of our wonderful products, or you can also just help out somebody.
All right. Well, Marla, any final thoughts before we go here?
Just come to the State Fair. I know your listening area, you're very close, and I'm sure many people do come down here. But if it's by chance that you're thinking, oh, maybe not, you know, I really love you to come, because so many people, not just us here in the dairy building, but so many people work so hard all year long to put the State Fair together. And it's our showcase of agriculture in the state of Illinois. So I hope that everybody takes pride in it and comes out here, because if we don't take care of it and we don't keep it going, our kids and our grandchildren are not going to have it. And I know that all of us in 4-H and FFA have very fond memories of the State Fair. So I just ask that everybody come out, enjoy it, have a great day, and make it a family affair and make a lot of memories.
Again, that was Marla Behrens with the Midwest Dairy Association. If those attending the Illinois State Fair aren't getting their fill of cows at the dairy building, there's another place they can go, the University of Illinois Milk a Cow booth. I spoke with Sarah Sheehan, a senior at the University of Illinois and with the Illini Dairy Club, about how this year's Milk a Cow booth is going.
Well, we do it as a fundraiser for a club, and we use it for scholarships and other things, but it's a great experience for people who have never milked a cow before to come in and see what it's all about, see what the farming lifestyle is about, and it's great to spread the word about agriculture to people who are coming to the State Fair.
So the people who come to milk the cow, are they generally first-timers, or are they people who milk the cow every year or had a few cows growing up? Kind of what's the population who comes out to milk a cow?
You know, we get a little bit of each. We see a lot of first-timers, but then we get those people who say they have all the buttons since we started. And then you get a couple older people who say, yep, you know, we used to milk cows when I was really little. Don't really want to do it again, but I guess I better just try it out, see if I still remember.
Do you get a lot of questions asked about the cows while they're in the booth and while you're teaching the people how to milk?
Yeah, they ask a lot of questions like, why is she skinnier than beef cows? Or, this is really where milk comes from? What do these things do? Or, you know, different questions about that, what they eat, what they do, those kind of things.
And of course, I assume you guys take the time to answer each of these questions.
Oh, of course. Any question, I'm happy to answer.
what would you say is probably one of the more ridiculous things that you've had happen while manning the booth?
I always think it's funny when I get grown-ups who scream when they see milk come out of a cow. I'm sure they know that's where it comes from, but they're just very surprised when they actually see it come out.
I'm sure that is quite a sight to see, an adult being frightened by milk coming out of a cow. Now, do you get that response from kids a lot, too?
Yeah, I do. I think a lot of them are just more amazed. Wow, that's so cool. That's really milk coming out of there?
This event attracts more people than you would initially guess, I think. I see you have a little signboard that keeps track of the amount of people who show up. Can you tell me just a rough estimate of how many people have come out to milk a cow at the state fair so far?
So far, we've had more than 4,400 people. We're hoping to beat our record of 10,000. We'll see what happens this year.
Do you think that you guys are on a pace to break the record? It's been great weather for the fair.
Yeah, we had a really busy weekend. We had a pretty busy Monday. Normally it slows down during the week, but we've been keeping pace so far, so hopefully we'll beat our record. We've been doing this for 32 years, so come on out and try your hand at milking a cow.
Again, that was Sarah Sheehan, senior at the University of Illinois and with the Illini Dairy Club. The Illini Dairy Club isn't the only group at the state fair trying to do their part to educate people about animals. Every year, the Illinois FFA puts on a barnyard petting zoo. I spoke with Tommy Justison, state FFA vice president, about this year's barnyard zoo.
Yes, we have our barnyard right across from the grandstand. It's going wonderfully this year. We're having record attendance, and we were hoping to include more things for the year. This year, we're also starting something with technology. It's kind of a... what they call a surreal being or something. You take a picture, it's kind of like a QR code where you can scan it and it'll show you where the actual animal is from, and it shows you the farm in like the form of a little video. And so we're trying to incorporate a little bit of technology into the barnyard, make sure it's up to date, coming to terms with the 21st century, and also making sure that the public is very well informed that we are stressing the importance of production agriculture. And show that we take care of our animals and make sure that they are clear of the message of agriculture.
Again, that was State FFA Vice President Tommy Justison. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch. Thanks for tuning in.